WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The idea of an indoor aquatic center serving the Twin Cities was presented to the Bryan School Board Monday. Trustees took no action on a request to contribute $5,000 towards a feasibility study sought by the Convention and Visitors Bureau. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney, a member of the CVB board, says the Houston YMCA is interested in operating a multi-use facility that would include an auditorium. Mooney told school board member John Street that operation and maintenance costs would be paid by user fees.
So after it's put in, after it's, built, finished, and function, Bryan ISD would not be out any money after that.
That's the idea. Just like this, all we were talking about was user fees.
Mooney says the College Station School Board will vote next week on a similar request. The CVB would pay the remainder of the study cost, estimated at $55,000 to $69,000. The study would recommend the scope of the facility and who would pay for building and operating it. Authorities are still looking for answers from a house fire in Bryan Monday morning. Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says after firefighters got the fire under control, investigators went inside and found two bodies.
The Bryan Police Department's assisting in determining the identity of the deceased persons, and the fire department is investigating the cause of the fire.
A vehicle associated with the address was found unoccupied Monday night in Bryan. The police update did not disclose if they had learned the identities of the victims, and the fire department has not given any details in their response to extinguish the fire. Today is opening day at the newest medical facility in Brazos County. Monday was the ribbon cutting and tours of the 72-bed Rock Prairie Behavioral Health Facility. Dr. Dwayne Runyon, an A&M graduate, is chief executive of the only psychiatric hospital in the Brazos Valley.
A core of what we do is we change lives, and we change lives through compassion and through service. And that's what we do at Strategic, and that's what we'll do at Rock Prairie.
Located between College Station Medical Center and Bryan Bachman Park, the facility will provide free mental health assessments at any time. A Huntsville woman is accused of giving a false report to Brazos County Sheriff's officers that she was sexually assaulted. Sheriff Chris Kirk says their investigation included checking security videos from her employment to where she was allegedly stopped by someone claiming to be a law enforcement officer, then attacked last November.
This turned out to be a number of videos that were compiled, and in some of them we were able to track Hilty's vehicle through the progression down Highway 30. But at no time did we find a vehicle that matched the description she had given.
24-year-old Elizabeth Hilty was arrested Monday, then released from jail after posting bond. The sheriff says Hilty had consensual contact with a local man before she placed the call. WTAW News Time approaching 8:08. It's 52 degrees. Let's look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Norma G. Tractor, voted best lawn and farm retailer in the best of the Brazos for 12 years in a row. Check out their internet specials at normangtractor.com. All right, here's some weather for you.
Sunshine today and becoming windy. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory. It's in effect from 1 this afternoon through 7 p.m. High temperatures today on the order of 70 to 75. Clear tonight, breezy into the evening. Lows overnight, 45 to 50. Sunshine and warm tomorrow with a high of 75. Tomorrow night, clear 50 to 55. It'll be sunny and warm Thursday. Highs will be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10, and with that familiar sound out there, yeah, it's time for Jeopardy. Fun facts about Jeopardy. Is that still the music they use? I don't know.
Yeah,
it's similar.
So.
It's similar.
Oh, did they update?
Yes.
Okay. Well. Same music, different.
Well, you know, Merv
orchestra.
Griffin, yeah, Merv Griffin told the story that he came in one day and there was a check on his desk. And he said it was a fairly large amount of money. And, you know, Merv Griffin was worth about $300 million, so I don't know what a fairly large amount of money was for him. But it was because of ringtones.
Yep.
Jeopardy ringtones that he made money off of. He wrote the theme. That's the reason he gets it. Do you know Alex Trebek's first name? Yeah. Uh-huh. Aha!
What is
so there
Alex?
You go. Yeah. Either you ladies happen to know, huh? Lucia's
no.
here and Leah's here. No, you don't know? No, it's George. And his middle name is Alexander, so there you are. He made broadcast history in 1991 when he became the first person to host three American game shows at the same time. On February 4, 1991, he took over for Lynn Swann as host of NBC's To Tell the Truth, which he hosted until the end of the series. And at that time, he was also doing Classic Concentration and Jeopardy. Alex Trebek says he owns 100 suits. And unless there's a Lakers game on TV, Alex says he watches himself on Jeopardy every night.
Really?
Yep. That's weird. Yeah. He speaks 17 languages, but only English and French fluently. Bueno. How's that? Okay.
I do that Espanoli, too.
Yeah, that thing. Of course, you know the story. Merv Griffin's wife came up with the idea of Jeopardy on a flight from Michigan to New York in 1963. He pitched the idea to NBC executives, and, you know, because he was Merv Griffin, they pretty much bought the show without a pilot. They do 1 week's worth of episodes. They shoot it in one day. The show has a team of 9 writers and 5 researchers. Each year, more than 100,000 people take the online test to qualify for Jeopardy, and out of those people, producers select about 3,000 applicants to audition. After a one-on-one interview, potential contestants partake in a written quiz of 50 questions and a live round of Jeopardy, using actual buzzers. Only then do they narrow down the field of applicants to 400 people who appear on the show. And if you've appeared on Wheel of Fortune, you are ineligible to appear on Jeopardy forever.
Really?
There you go. That's it. So there's our Jeopardy fun facts for you this morning. That because we don't have Jethro trivia, we had to do Jeopardy facts. So there you go. Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful. What you got for us today?
Well, we are gearing up for Adopt-a-Thon. May 3rd is our annual adoption event, and it's going to be wonderful as usual. We've always we've continued to try to expand the pet fair side of it so that people who already have pets can come out and be a little more educated.
There you go.
For lack of better terms. Okay. There's search and rescue demos. There's agility demos, along with various pet-related businesses will be out letting you know what they have available in the area, along with some of our breed rescue groups that we work with on a regular basis. When we get a particular breed of dog in, we'll give them a call, and they make room in their agency to try to get that dog moved from our building to theirs, mm-hmm. or to their programs. So they'll be out as many as they can. They'll be out as well trying to get you some more information about a particular breed of dog. So if you've thought, oh, well, I would like to rescue dog, but I'm really partial to such and such breed. There mm-hmm. are options for you to get that breed and get that from a rescue and help out a dog that doesn't have a home, or a cat, because there are breed cat rescues as well. And we've moved cat rescues or cats into their rescues as well. So mm-hmm. That's happening on May 3rd. The big part of Adopt-a-Thon is also the rabies vaccination clinic. Everything starts at 9 a.m. The vaccination clinic runs, and this is just a rabies vaccination clinic, will run from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You will, with the purchase of your rabies vaccination county tag, that's $25. You can also get a free heartworm test as well. And then there is The opportunity for you to purchase a microchip for $25. Also, you can do the microchip at any point in time, not just on this day. You just come by the shelter and we can get your dog microchipped. So rabies vaccination, Adopt-a-thon, pet care fair, all on May 3rd. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We have a lot of volunteers that come out. So if you're interested in helping out with that as well, we're looking for volunteers that are not necessarily looking to work within the building on, say, a dog walking basis or whatnot. Mm-hmm. We're looking for volunteers that want to help with, obviously, Adopt-a-thon, that event, but also Wienerfest. Wienerfest is, I know it seems like a long ways away.
It does seem like a long way off.
It's in October, yeah. But we are already working on all the logistics of that because it is one of the larger events in the community along with the largest event for the animal shelter as well. So we've got that coming up. So if you're interested in any of that, we also have foster care needs. You can come attend an orientation. We'll get you all squared away for volunteering and foster care if that's what you're interested in. Orientations are on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 5:30. You'll find more information on our website as well. Check out our website if you're missing your pet also, because we did start a new Lost and Found page. So animals that are stray within our building mm-hmm. are on our Lost and Found page. They're only up there while they're in their stray hold. As soon as they're available for adoption, they move to our adoptable page. So check either one of them out, because if you haven't looked recently, your dog may have moved over, or cat moved to the adoption page instead. So it is important that if you're missing your pet, you take action right away. And we would rather you call us in 2 hours and say, yeah, my cat was in the closet. Then 2.5 months later, say, I still can't find my cat. Mm-hmm. And I didn't ever look for it in the first place. And hopefully it wasn't in the closet
right.
then. Yeah. But so that all that information is on our website, aggielandhumane.org. We have the perfect pageant voting going on right now. We have information on our events page on how to vote for that and our Facebook page. Aggieland Humane Society is our Facebook page, and aggielandhumane.org is the website again. Yeah.
There you go. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with Lee on Tuesdays, and Lucia's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. What you got for us?
Job fair.
Oh, yeah.
We have job fair next Wednesday from 11:30 to 4 at the Hilton. The sponsor, the title sponsor, is Reynolds & Reynolds. And we have a lot of companies. I think we have over 45. And we, of course, will have Reynolds & Reynolds. We'll have Pencrow. And then some of the new companies you might recognize, Axis Pipe & Tube. And then Saltgrass Steakhouse, which I guess they're coming to town.
Coming to town, all right.
Coming to town.
Yeah, at least looking for folks, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Marymount, both the cities, Bryan ISD. So there's, it's a whole spectrum of jobs, so come out. It's free just to come. I think our booths are pretty much filled up, but you can give us a call at 260-5200 if you are interested in having a booth. And then the Monday before that, or no, actually April 28th, we have a new member orientation at the Chamber from 4 to 5, and that's if you're new to the Chamber, you want to know what's going on, just come out, and we give you a little lesson.
Okay.
And that's a free event. And then just mark your calendars for Taste of Aggieland on April 29th at the Brazos Center from 5:45 to 8:15. Mm-hmm. And then this week we have a ribbon cutting on Wednesday at 4:30 at U-Ride, 3608 East 29th Street, Suite 202. And then the Lone Star Trapeze Academy is Friday at 4:30. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
At 2200 Bomber Drive.
All
so,
right.
Yeah, that
that's
sounds
kind of
quite
fun.
Interesting.
Yeah, that does sound fun, yeah.
So then we want to thank Commerce National Bank, and they're our Platinum Member Spotlight.
All right, good. Thanks
it.
A bunch. Okay, visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services.
ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Caution flags on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock futures are a little higher ahead of the Tuesday session. The market has taken a pounding in recent days, with technology and biotech shares leading the retreat. Analysts say we could see some caution on the part of investors ahead of the first quarter earnings reporting season. Today is the day Microsoft cuts off support for the 12-year-old Windows XP operating system. Close to a third of the business and consumer computers around the world still run on XP, so a lot of systems and personal data could be at risk. Yum Brands is testing a new concept in chicken restaurants. The parent of KFC opened a new restaurant called Super Chicks in Arlington, Texas. It's being positioned as being more upscale than KFC. Penny-pinching airlines have removed lime wedges from their beverage carts. The price of limes has increased recently because the citrus fruit is in short supply. Several airlines have stopped serving limes with cocktails and soft drinks. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
Business that isn't so regional anymore. We need more office space, more phones, and more staff. It's a good problem to have, but still a problem. That's when we called in our secret weapon, Regis.
Businesses of all sizes are turning to Regis. With over 1,700 global locations, Regis offers fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit Regis.com/radio now or call 1-800-OFFICES.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
This is the day that Microsoft ends support for Windows XP forever. And here's what you need to know. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. The IRS issued an identity theft alert to millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. LifeLock reminds us, identity thieves know that virtually all the info they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there on your tax forms. Case in point, the Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. This is too big to fight alone. No one, not even law enforcement, can stop all identity theft. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did and arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and mention promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Call 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Of course, today is Tuesday, April 8th, the day that Microsoft ends all support for Windows XP. It's tired, but the most popular Windows operating system ever. And here are the four most important things you need to know now. First and foremost, from here on, any computer running XP that connects online is extremely vulnerable to every kind of malicious virus and hack you can imagine, because there are no further Microsoft security updates. Second, if your computer came with XP, you're going to need a new one because your current processor and memory can't run the newer, more advanced versions of Windows. Next, Microsoft is offering a $100 credit to XP users to upgrade to a new PC. Finally, there's a free operating system, a very good one called Linux. It's not Windows, but it's very secure and should run fine on your older computers. Read more at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Early job seekers tried to find clever ways to send their resumes to employers, such as carrier pigeons.
Ah, incoming!
Singing telegrams.
Jason has an MBA, doo-dah, doo-dah.
Today, all the modern job seeker needs is AggieLandHelpWanted.com. You can upload your resume for free. So, instead of being clever...
And our next dedication goes out to that very special hospital administrator looking for an IT director.
You can just be smart. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. All my life, I've looked forward to the later years. You know, when I could slow down a little bit and enjoy the fruits of my years of labor. No one ever told me that along with all that experience comes a few things I didn't count on, like those all-too-frequent senior moments. Don't you just hate those little brain lapses? Well, doctors tell us that a high-quality omega-3 is one of the very best things you can do to nourish your brain and keep it productive. An active omega from the Activate company is certified to be one of the highest-quality omega-3s you can buy. It supports and maintains memory, concentration, and focus. I take it. I can stay focused on projects better and longer at work and at home, and not nearly as many of those little senior moments. Fully guaranteed or your money back, no questions asked. Nourish your brain today with Active Omega. Go to ActivateProducts.com or toll-free 800-465-4411. That's ActivateProducts.com or 800-465-4411. Every 4 years, the debate rages. Should we have the Electoral College or do away with what most Americans believe is an institution that has outlived its usefulness? Let's start with a fact. You know that Rutherford B. Hayes was made President of the United States in 1867. But did you know that he was not elected? That's right, at least not by popular vote or the vote of the Electoral College. A long-forgotten fellow by the name of Samuel J. Tilden actually received 4.3 million popular votes to Hayes' 4 million, and 193 electoral votes to Hayes' 173. So Tilden was about to become president. But there was a fly in the ointment here. After the war between the states, there was a lot of rather, well, innocuous dealings going on in the South, much to the disapproval of the residents there. The South was literally being overrun by what we've come to know as carpetbaggers, a bunch of Northerners who were going into the South and taking advantage of their defeat, seizing property and putting themselves in charge. You might also have read that for the first time, Black folks were getting a real leg up. The first blacks elected to Congress, the first mayors, the first black landowners and business owners all happened in that short span of time. And to make sure it all stuck, well, the North sent thousands of federal troops into the South to enforce the carpetbaggers' reign. So, what happened? How did all that progress get reversed? How did the black folks wind up in the back of the bus again with all that reforming going on? Well, that's how the presidential elections got changed, too. You see, when Sam Tilden won the election, the South saw its chance and took it. A Southern politician named J. Madison Wells managed to hold up the Louisiana delegates to the Electoral College and negotiated to have the federal troops removed from the South. Candidate Hayes did agree to remove the troops if he was elected president. Louisiana's delegates changed their votes. And, well, with the federal troops out of the South, many of the new reforms stopped pretty much in their tracks. It's a little-known fact that history may show that Rutherford B. Hayes was a pretty good president, but it cannot show that he won the election, at least not without a little skullduggery along the way.
A virtual cadaver. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. At the University of Michigan, medical students dissect a 3D hologram of a human body using a joystick instead of a scalpel. Neuroscientist Alex Da Silva has used both the full body version and an earlier hologram of just the brain.
You can dissect and choose cuts that it's very hard for you to reproduce in a traditional anatomy lab.
As 3D lab manager Eric Maslowski points out, it's also non-destructive.
You can reproduce the same experience over and over and over again and hit a button and reset it so that the next student gets the same experience.
The virtual cadaver was made possible by the Visible Human Project, which creates high-resolution 3D images of donated bodies from thousands of razor-thin slices. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Breaking news from some court documents we've received. Two bodies have been identified in the fire last night, and arson is expected. Further investigation revealed that the two deceased persons inside the home are believed to be Noelle Devon and her father, Thomas Devon, and it is currently not believed that anyone had permission to operate the vehicle that went missing. Also, evidence of arson was located by local and state fire investigators. That's the latest update, and Kelly McKeithen here from the Bryan Police Department.
Fire department did their initial walkthrough after they extinguished the fire, that two bodies were located in the residence. And at this time, we're working in conjunction with the fire department.
More details at noon and on our website as they become available and we're able to go through the court documents. The Bryan School Board has heard the pitch for building a new recreation center serving the Twin Cities, including an indoor aquatic center that might be operated by the Houston YMCA. The Convention and Visitors Bureau Board asked trustees to contribute $5,000 towards a feasibility study. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney, a member of the CVB board, suggested a separate corporation would own the facility.
Just like we have with the biomedical corridor in the city of Bryan, College Station together, right? It'll be jointly owned, but it will be operated by the YMCA if that's the direction we choose to go in. We have to wait for the feasibility study to come up.
CVB President Shannon Overby and Mooney told Superintendent Tommy Wallace they will not be going to the city councils for financial assistance for the feasibility study.
We have money through both cities by way of the hotel occupancy tax.
So that commitment has already been made.
But you've not presented to the city or either one of the cities.
I represent the city on the CVB, and Chuck Conderla also represents the city of Bryan on the CVB.
Mooney said the College Station School Board will consider the CVB request a week from tonight. Last November, Brazos County Sheriff's officers investigated a reported sexual assault involving a woman who said she was pulled over by a law enforcement officer. The woman has been arrested for making a false report and fabricating evidence. Sheriff Chris Kirk says there was evidence 24-year-old Elizabeth Hilty of Huntsville had consensual contact with a local man before notifying authorities.
Of course, the most concerning after the fact is that this was a false report and it jeopardized the public trust for all peace officers by suggesting that a person that committed this assault was a peace officer or impersonating one. And so we not only created public alarm, we also took away from the public trust in that. And so that's what's very concerning about the fact that this is a false report.
Kirk says multiple agencies assisted in the investigation. Earlier in the day, the sheriff was among the speakers at the grand opening of the only psychiatric hospital in the Brazos Valley.
They're going to have room for geriatric and youth and adolescents, which is something we don't have in this community. So this is a true blessing for this community. It's going to help the sheriff a great deal, or his deputies anyway. But it's really exciting to know that this facility is in our community and ready to help our citizens.
A&M graduate Dr. Dwayne Runyon is the chief executive of the New Rock Prairie Behavioral Center.
To be able to come home and to be able to build a hospital, which has such a tremendous need in this community, and be able to be part of this leadership team, both with home office and strategic, but also local level, is humbling. We're going to change lives here, and we're going to give people hope, and we're going to be able to do it in our neighborhood.
In addition to 72 beds for inpatient care, the campus will offer outpatient services, including free assessments at any time. The center is located between College Station Medical Center and Brian Bachman Park. For the second straight day, some roads leading into Navasota High School are closed. Officials say it's not due to any emergency. Local and state emergency personnel are showing students the problems associated with distracted driving, underage drinking, and drinking and driving. Students from Navasota and Anderson Shiro are attending the event, which will include a mock memorial service this morning. Two people were hurt Sunday night after two trains collided near Cossey, located in Limestone County, about 60 miles north of BCS. Union Pacific reports one of the locomotives and 14 cars derailed. It took nearly 24 hours to repair the tracks to resume service. A UP spokeswoman says one southbound train struck another one going south. No highways were blocked. A draft of a long-awaited legislative committee report says University of Texas System Regent Wallace Hall may have committed impeachable offenses in his campaign to oust UT President Bill Powers. The San Antonio Express News reports Hall leaked confidential student information in apparent violation of state and federal laws, manipulated the House's committee investigations, and coerced its witnesses. The report, prepared by committee counsel Rusty Hardin's Houston law firm, also alleges Hall abused his power by demanding tens of thousands of pages of documents from UT, costing the school more than $1 million. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 53 degrees. We'll have more news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 month, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Howdy, howdy. It's 8:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8 to 8 service means overtime coverage for you without the overtime charges. You come home, your unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there. 690-2278.
Lots of sunshine today, and gusty winds will develop. In fact, a wind advisory has been issued for today. Runs from 1 o'clock this afternoon through 7 p.m. this evening, with gusty winds throughout the day, 70 to 75. Clear tonight, 45 to 50. Sunshine for Wednesday, 75. Wednesday night, clear. Lows will be 50 to 55. It'll be sunny Thursday, and the highs Thursday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:39, so great ratings for the season 4 premiere of Soap Opera with Swords.
Well, there's a shocker.
Yeah, on Sunday. The Patrick, I guess you watched?
It was good, yeah.
Okay, all right. Anybody die?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, good?
Well, sure. That's part of the deal. It's kind of like, you know, justified. You know, how many people die, body counts, that kind of thing. The show pulled 6.6 million total viewers, which made it the most watched HBO series since the Sopranos finale back in 2007. Not even close, though, really, because that one did almost 12 million viewers. But anyway, it's up 52% over last season's premiere.
The writer of the book, Martin, actually has it in his updated contract. He can't die before he finishes the book series.
Oh, is that right?
I like that.
Yeah.
George R. R. Martin, did he do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's been here.
Yes.
He was here last year, wasn't
he? Was.
He? Right? Yeah. Did you go do that?
No.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, got a cows on a plane story for you.
I'm ready.
Yeah. So in the mid-80s, I was working for an American company out of Brussels, Belgium,
uh-huh.
and had to fly down to Nigeria. Normally, we'd wait for a European flight from a European airline,
yeah.
but this was get down there now. So Air Nigeria, 747, first class, get on there. Plane's not full. They had us all get off. They moved all the sections of the plane back, including the bulkhead for first class, and then right in front of first class, they loaded a bunch of cattle.
What?
Yeah.
In the front?
In the front, right in front of first class. In fact, there was some of the hay was even sticking under the bulkhead.
Wow!
and that's why we normally waited for a European airline flight. And we always flew first class because going into that part of the world, and this ties into one of your earlier stories.
Yeah.
Fragrant clothes on fragrant people.
Oh, it is another world out there sometimes, isn't it? Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that's not like a College Station to Houston flight, okay?
No.
That one lasted a while. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Yeah. We're not from around here. We don't think we want to be doing that.
No.
Okay. Meanwhile, let's see, for ratings, the country music fans locked into the Academy of Country Music Awards, but not very many others. Overnight, Nielsen showed they pulled in 14 million, but that's down about 10% from last year. No, what I was going to ask you, why do you think the tremendous increase, 52% increase on Game of Thrones this year? Just your opinion.
Extra talk about it? I'm not certain.
Buzz from outside.
A lot of buzz.
Yeah. You know? Well, again, I suppose they make it easy for you to catch up, especially if you have video on demand or Netflix mm-hmm. or things like that, right? That you can go in and catch up on that, which is something that really is a fairly new phenomenon. Generally, you'd have to, well, you know, you take a. I can think back to MASH after about its sixth season. MASH said, well, we don't care whether you watched us or not. We're just going to keep marching down the road because we got a pretty good thing going, and you know, which makes sense. But that has to be part of what Breaking Bad's success was, too, I would think, that people were able to catch up.
And, people do the binge-a-thon and just...
Yeah, catch up and keep up. So, while we're talking about that sort of thing, I know this is shocking. The Sci-Fi Network has picked up a new zombie series. It's called Z Nation. Daily Variety says the action horror series will be, of course, set 3 years after the zombie virus has gutted the country, and a team has to get the only known survivor of the virus to California, where doctors will wait to analyze his blood so that they can put together an antidote and can save the world as we know it. Hello?
This weekend, at least on one of the satellite providers, was a free weekend for HBO.
Oh, is that right? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, thank you.
Sneaky.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's pretty smart. Okay, this is a true life story. A sixth-generation Pennsylvania undertaker using humor and social media to take on death and the preciousness of life as well. Caleb Wild has sent out tweets suggesting that he ties the shoelaces of dead people together because it would be hilarious if there were ever a zombie apocalypse. Kind of like that.
I do, too.
He told the Philadelphia Daily News he doesn't really do that, but he said it. You know, his confessions of a funeral director page on Facebook, about 600,000 to a million views a week. He has more than 17,000 Twitter followers. Says his mission is simple. I want to start a conversation about death. A main part of our humanity is mortality. Death makes us realize how precious and fleeting life is and how much each day is a blessing. On his social media accounts, he shares his story about the Lazy Boy casket for those who don't want to enter the afterlife lying down. So, story I heard this weekend in a mall in Beverly Hills, Forest Lawn.
That's like the cemetery.
Yeah, has a storefront. Okay. I mean, you go in and apparently they have urns, you know, with that got the art type lighting, spotlighting on it. Some people think they're vases, you know, but urns.
Oh, that's ancient. Pretty. We could put flowers in that.
Well, it is. And it's interesting. I guess that's what they're saying is that you can't actually book anything there. But nonetheless, it seems rather interesting. I guess you go where the people are. Catch those mall walkers. Hey, come on in. Got somebody else to... Hey, come on in. We got a special right now. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's see. All right, so for all you chronically lonely ladies condemned to curling up with Netflix on Saturday night, we've got it for you. Here's the solution. Arthur. Arthur's cute. He's free of emotional baggage. He has no overbearing mother. He also won't leave the toilet seat upright. And then there's Steve. Like Arthur, he won't gamble away the rent money or spend Friday night out with the guys. Steve and Arthur aren't actual men.
I thought we'd already talked to the Humane Society.
Yeah, really. They're cuddly and inanimate men substitutes collectively called the Knitted Boyfriend.
No.
Quaker, created by a 26-year-old designer whose name I can't pronounce, nor would I care to, who's based in Holland. While a student 2 years ago, she was so lonely she conjured up the idea of male perfection for her graduation project. Arthur was hand-knitted by her mom and grandmother. Steve was made on an industrial knitting machine by a knitwear designer. She plans soon to sell a limited edition of 5 to 9 machine washable men from her website for about $1,000.
Machine washable men.
Yeah, there you go. Wash away all our bad habits right there. Does this shock you? Only 1 in 6 U.S. Americans know where Ukraine is on a map. Most thought that the Ukraine was located somewhere in Europe or Asia, but the median response was about 1,800 miles off, roughly the distance from Chicago to L.A. I don't know. That's pretty close for Americans, for countries that they probably hadn't even heard of a year ago. Younger Americans' answers were more accurate than the older ones. However, 77% of college graduates still could not correctly identify the country's location. The point of the poll was to see how foreign policy views can be affected by people's perception of where countries are located. Anything that we can look.
I think they look down there, so I don't like them.
Yeah, something like that. Which brings up another kind of interesting situation, and that is our politics blind us to facts quite often. There's a view that if only the citizenry were more informed, there wouldn't be all this bickering and partisan gridlock and stuff that's going on. In other words, people aren't wrong, they're just misguided or misled by the partisan spin and propaganda. That's what former Washington Post writer Ezra Klein calls more information hypothesis. But a 2013 study suggests it's not true, which Klein points out as his newly launched website, which is Vox, V-O-X. The reason good evidence isn't more effective in resolving political debates is because, well, they'd rather win the argument than find out what the answer might be. In this study, researchers questioned participants first about a skin cream. The question tested your willingness to use math skills to patiently work through the problem and to figure out the right answer. But when researchers asked questions about gun control or climate change or math skills, didn't lead the people of different political stripes to the correct answer. It actually drove them further apart. The outcome showed that being better at math made partisans less likely to solve the problem correctly. When solving a problem correctly meant betraying your political instincts. People weren't reasoning to get to the right answer. They were reasoning to get to the answer that they wanted to be right. So,
I see.
Why would we do that? And the authors are theorizing that humans reason for purposes other than finding the truth. Okay? For instance, Sean Shilhannity. If he changed his mind today about climate change, it would cost him profoundly. As they say, he would lose friendships, viewers, money, listeners, and ultimately he might lose his job. He is incentivized to use his intellect to reinforce the ideology he socially identifies with. Now, we've talked about that with Rush, too. Rush is probably not nearly the man that he is on the radio. I mean, he in some ways is a character, as Hannity might be. I don't know. Washington has made all this very easy, they say. Our two parties, basically tribes, if you will, have developed their own machines to generate evidence and their own enforcers of orthodoxy. It is a perfect storm for making smart people do really dumb things. And if you think about it, what web pages do you go to? Where do you get your information?
One that aligns more with who I am.
Exactly right. And obviously, there is a group out there that's very large that resonates with, for instance, what Fox has on there. And you see that, but, you know, given the choice between that and HuffPo, you're probably going to go there. Now, what were we talking about the other day? We were talking about a site that you guys were going to.
Reddit?
Yeah, Reddit. But then wasn't there one after Reddit that you said?
Just a journalism group called Vice.
Yeah, that's it. And but more balanced?
Vice was started out pretty liberal, but their reporting is actually pretty right down the middle, at least the television shows.
They do a really good job of getting both sides. Except for climate change. They still really hammer home the climate change thing.
And that's why, you know, when it comes to stuff that's international, I really kind of prefer to go to BBC. I really prefer to at least read what they've got to
say. They break a lot of news on American politics because our media doesn't
touch
it.
They won't ask
the question. Yeah, exactly. And again, that's what's nice is at least for now it appears that there are several sources out there. But I thought that was kind of interesting to give you an idea that people weren't reasoning to get the right answer. They were reasoning to get the answer that they wanted to be right. It's 10 till.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information. April means you save on all Hayward products at The Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, here we go. It's David Gardner's Let's Rock This Diamond event. And it starts today. So what is the Let's Rock This Diamond event? You go in today. Through Saturday, April the 12th, there's a flat-screen TV with a diamond purchase. Of course, Dave's the sponsor of Aggie Athletics. You'll find man food, man beverages, competitively priced diamonds, lots of questions that you can get answered that you may not have ever asked before, may not have known exactly what to ask, but you kind of get an education as to diamonds, whether it's for an engagement ring or some other special occasion or just a because-type diamond, then remember that David Gardner's can do that for you. And again, special competitive pricing right now going on today through Saturday at David Gardner's and a flat-screen TV with the purchase of a diamond. So there's no better time to come in. It's the Let's Rock This Diamond event that's going on at David Gardner's. They're located at 911 University Drive. They're the official athletic sponsor. Jeweler sponsor for Aggie Athletics. That's David Gardner.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 14th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
About 6 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW, North! Charm from Cheers, co-star George Wendt and former Disney star Ashley Tisdale teaming up on a new TBS comedy about a barbershop. Okay. A&E's going to renew Bates Hotel for a third season of 10 episodes. The move in wake of the season opener, which was up 15% in overall viewers, had about 3 million viewers compared to the season wrap. So there you are. Worst place for allergies. Worst place for allergies. According to the experts, number 7 is Dallas, Texas. Number 6 is Chattanooga. Number 5 is Jackson, Mississippi. Oklahoma City is number 4. Number 3 is Baton Rouge. Number 2 is Memphis, and number 1 is Louisville. Louisville.
Maybe Kentucky?
Maybe it's the smoke from the burning couches. Oh, no, that's Lexington. I'm sorry. No, it's not the same. Not the same thing at all. So we were talking a little bit earlier, teased about this, and that is they say taxes are lower in red states than in blue ones. One big reason why? Because residents in red states are more likely to receive help from the federal government, which helps them keep local tax bills down. A website called Wallet Hub, yeah, we know about them, recently analyzed the disparity between the states and their share of federal funding. Now, the study was based on data from the government, and the three weighted metrics that they looked at: return on taxes paid to the federal government, federal funding as a percentage of state revenue, and number of federal employees per capita. Now, you can bet Texas ain't going to be high in any of those. You know, we don't do the federal funding thing as a percentage of our state revenue.
No. Nope.
Just don't do it. I mean, did it about 4 years ago when everybody else got money, but as a general rule, we don't need to. And then returning taxes paid to the federal government, we are a payer. We really, really are, and always will be, because our economy is so vibrant. And then the number of federal employees per capita, obviously, since we're as populous as we are, that's not going to happen. But here they are. Number 5 is Maine. Maine gets $1.79 back on every dollar that they give. Louisiana, they get $3.35 back on every dollar that they pay. And 44% of their state budget is based on federal funding. Wow.
Wow.
Is that scary or what?
Holy cats.
And again, when you consider the things that they got going for them, they got a lot of the petroleum stuff that's going on. They got too many people out in the swamps looking for alligators or some sort of stuff rather than having a real job. Alabama, they get $3.28 back on every dollar. And they have 37% of their budget coming from the feds. New Mexico, now per capita, they are very high, but the reason is they have those labs out there. And apparently, I think per capita, there are more PhDs in New Mexico than there are any place else in America.
Really?
Well, same thing, because the
laboratories?
Yeah, the laboratories out there. They get $2.83 back for every dollar. Number one, proud at number one, is Mississippi. For every dollar that they get from the government, they get $3 back. The funding as a percentage of revenue for their budget is 46%.
Wow. Jeez.
46%.
So basically we're paying for Mississippi.
Yes. We're letting Mississippi stay at the table. That's basically what we're doing.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right.
Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station and save $10 on select motorcycle batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes download.